You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Time, Lenny.
Welcome back.
Lenny Kravitz, who I must admit I have a man crush on.
And I have a
woman crush. He's hot.
He's something.
At that point, Dana, it's just a regular plain old crush.
He is something.
I'm not saying I'm gay, but if I was.
He is a very...
Lenny Kravitz would be my boyfriend.
Very good-looking man.
And a good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Lenny Kravitz is your artist of the day. And hello. It's good to see everyone.
It is good to see you.
Woo!
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 Yeah!
It is a Wednesday afternoon. It is Chamber of Commerce weather. This is a roll your window down and just get those allergies.
Gorgeous.
Breathe them in. Guess what today also is?
Don't, if you say hump day, I'm going to go crazy.
Hump day!
Hump day!
No. Today is my daughter's 18th birthday.
Oh, B? Or Sophie? Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie.
Okay.
Well, we've had a whirlwind couple of
weeks.
Give
me your phone number. Let's wish her a happy birthday.
I think she's on her way back from the lake.
Well, then she has access to a telephone.
Well, we should see if she does. She's
So she can buy cigarettes?
I know. I was trying to think last night, because remember when you and I were... youngins.
She cannot buy cigarettes.
Turning eight. Yeah, because they changed the law.
Oh, 21 now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
And nor would she smoke, nor does she smoke.
Good.
Please. But remember when you and I were growing up, Scott, turning 18 was a big, deal. One.
And she turned 18 the day. Wait. She turned 18 the day after Election Day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Classic.
But I don't know that it's a big deal to the kids today because what can you do? You can already see rated R movies at 17.
Mm-hmm. You can already drive.
Yeah.
There's just...
Can't drink, can't smoke.
No drink, no smoke. What do you do?
Well, happy birthday to Soph. That's
fantastic. I'm so, she has had a great couple of weeks.
Good for her. Coming back from the lake, got COVID all over her lips. Just going to spread it. Come on, answer the phone, kid. I'm trying to wish you a happy birthday.
No.
Come on!
You have reached
the... You know, I do this funny thing every year.
Tell her to phone in.
You're going to laugh. I know you're going to laugh at me when I do this, but I do a funny thing every year for all of the children, and some of them like it, and some of them, it literally drives them crazy. Mm-hmm. And I always do it at midnight. And she wasn't with me at midnight last night. So I'm going to play for you what I do. And you can totally steal this and do it with your children.
Probably not.
At midnight. Oh, no. It's the best thing ever. Okay, ready?
You would have to stay up that late.
Goodbye to 17.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Goodbye to 17. Tomorrow you're 18.
Are you sober?
Goodbye to 17. Love you.
Why are there...
Every year since they were babies, I made up that song and I sing it on the right before they turn.
That's terrible.
And my youngest son will now say, because, you know, now that he's a teenager, he'll go, oh, God, Mom, You don't have to do goodbye to 13.
No.
You really don't.
But
I force them to listen to me sing to them every year.
Are you still going to be doing this when they're like
40? Yes. I have said to them, when I am on my deathbed, and you are, I don't know, I hope I live a very long, productive life. Let's say they're 65 or 70. I am going to be calling them, and I'm going to sing goodbye to 69.
You'll be dead.
I mean, if I'm not, they're going to get a call. It's become my thing and it drives them crazy, but they also secretly love it.
Alzheimer's grandma's on the phone. You'll be 95 years old.
Who are you again? Goodbye to my frontal cortex.
fourth or first kid. I don't know.
Goodbye. How old are you?
No, the girls love it. The boys.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. And Jack.
Dana, they
humors
don't
me.
No, they don't love it.
Jack humors me and lets me sing it. But my youngest is like, is this that goodbye song? Do we have to do that? I mean, we really, Mom, it's really not necessary.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you sing that and play it again, you sound like you have dementia.
No.
I'm just being honest.
I do not have to. You do not make fun of my tradition. I'm going to call you at midnight every year now and sing you the goodbye to 49 song.
Which, by the way, thank you for bringing that up. Because you and Dan Weinbaum last night were on
Oh,
were you on that thread?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, the results were coming in.
So?
Who cares?
Well, we are in the news business, and it was election day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that the results would not be available in the morning.
You were in bed at 9 o'clock?
I was asleep at 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God. That's why you turn your phone off.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to call you every year at midnight and,
it doesn't
sing,
matter.
And sing to you, and it will be trapped in your voicemail
okay,
forever.
That's fine, but I will not hear the phone ring because of you. Because of you, I turn my phone onto silent every night when I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, you and Captain Florida Weinbaum, or wherever he is.
Wikipedia Dan.
Oh, my God. Sam, you were on that thread?
Oh, yeah, and I was not asleep, and I was still not enjoying all of the election results.
And thank you, by the way, for not responding to a
You're
single
welcome.
One.
I didn't want to add to the...
There were at least 20 tweets back, or text messages back and forth, and I didn't see them until I woke up this morning. I'm sitting on the toilet, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, you're welcome. We gave you your election results on the toilet.
Well, you know who else could have given it to me? The Kansas City Star.
Later today, if you think my singing is bad, there was a video posted to Facebook last night that said, if 2020 was a song, dot, 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 and what follows is the most hilarious pageant misfire during a talent competition you have ever seen in your life.
Okay. I like where we're going here.
Oh, Scott.
Hang on, wait. Because 2020 has turned into a literal turd ball sandwich.
It is a turd.
I mean, between two slices of bread.
Yes.
And they're not even toasted. And there's no cheese, no mayonnaise. When we come back, I want a listener to call in to judge us on the most ear bleed 2020 song. It doesn't have to be from 2020. It just has to be a song that is so awful that it equals 2020 in its turdball sandwich nest.
I'm telling you, nothing will beat the video going around of this poor woman who is clearly engaged in some sort of talent competition in a pageant.
Okay, we'll play that first.
Will beat it. And then we will ask people, Scott, what else do you call 2020? And you can't use bad words, but I've seen these memes. If 2020 were a blank, this would be it.
Oh, yeah.
And you see, you know, Nickelback or something. And I love Nickelback.
I like Nickelback, too. I don't understand people.
But if you think my singing is bad, I watched this three times, Scott, and could not stop laughing. God love her.
The fact that Dana got through it three times is concerning to me.
She might have been Miss Alabama, but honey, you got to pick another talent because it ain't singing.
It ain't that.
Sweetheart, it is not singing.
Bless your heart.
Bless her
heart. All right,
heart.
So we need one. I want you to play that video when we come back or tell Sam to play it, have him line it up. And then when we come back, one listener and we each get one song that describes 2020 for us.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And it just has to be ear bleeding.
Okay.
Does that work?
It works, but nothing's going to beat this woman.
Okay. That's fine. 576-7798. We need one listener to be a judge. 576-7798. All right, 2020 is a turd. It was nice. And we all know that.
My hair was long.
Blech. Kid Rock, really? Ugh.
Like that song.
So we've got a judge. We're trying to put a song on 2020. It's going to go me, Sam, Dana. Okay? And I love this. Mike, judge.
Hi, Mike.
Yes. I'm a music snob, so this is going to hurt me really, really bad.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Mike, it's going to hurt.
So Mike, this came about because someone posted this meme last night of a woman in some sort of pageant singing, if that's what you want to call it. And the meme says at the top, if 2020 were a song.
Good question. Sam, can we play that real quick? So, Mike, if you're a music snob, you know that not a single note there was on cue or in tune.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take my medicine after this.
Okay, so here comes mine, all right? Now, that one doesn't count, okay? Just what we're basing this off of. Okay? So here's mine, my friend.
He's busy!
Yes. What do the other lads feel?
Okay, mine is a Yoko Ono tune by the name of John.
Oh, Lord.
Did you hear it? Did you hear enough?
Yeah.
Do you need to hear just a little bit
no,
more?
No, I think we got it.
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid John, he's not dead.
We did it anyway.
Okay. All right. That's Yoko Ono's John from an album that sold zero copies.
Yeah, that was ready for number two.
Okay, here is Sam's offering for you, Mr. Mike Judge. Ooh. Uh-huh. Oh. Wait. Okay.
Oh, man.
Obviously not the original version.
So that's like the recorders they used to make a soap? Like,
yeah.
Soap
yeah.
Yeah, someone is rocking that recorder, Mike.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Dogs are howling.
Oh, my God. And here's Dana's song for your consideration, Mike Judge.
All right.
Hang on. We're loading it up for you, partner. We got to get through the
commercial. Have you not loaded it up?
Was I supposed to be loading it up?
Remember I told you what it was during the break?
I did not hear that.
I can do it.
Scott can find it. That's
hang on,
okay.
Hang on. It's just going to take me a second here, Mike Judge. This is live radio.
I don't know because between the two of you, I don't think it can be topped.
I work in computers. It happens every minute of every day.
So, Mike, if you had to pick right now between Sam
and
Scott.
No. I want you to hear.
Where are you leaning?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely. It's Yoko Ono is going to be hard to beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is going to be hard to beat. That's right.
I mean,
who are we kidding?
I mean, it's. I've changed forever. I mean, I am forever changed. I'll remember that. John!
For
the rest of my life.
Yep. So hang on. I got 8 seconds left on the commercial, and then I'll play you Dana's song.
If you have someone in your life named John, you have to play that for them.
Mm-hmm. All right, here is Dana's, and it's a solid pick. You ready?
Yes.
Pointy nose, chasing mice and digging holes. Tiny paws up the hill. Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse. Will you communicate by Morse?
Ooh, that's a solid pick there, Mike. So what is the song of 2020? Is it Yoko Ono's John? A-ha's Take on Me with the Recorder, or That's What the Fox Says?
I think Yoko Ono is the most painful one for 2020, but I think Dana's is the one that would be the hipper one that would get some airplay.
Oh!
It's got the...
Bing, ding, 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 ding.
It's just not Yoko Ono. I mean, that's how we all feel, John, but I think Dana's has got the beat that could actually make something, you know, make something happen.
What the fox say? What the fox say?
Wow. I thought my Yoko Ono was a solid pick.
Very solid. Very solid.
Take on Me Recorder Remix.
Excellent pick.
Excellent choice.
I mean, really. Wow. TMZ.com.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my word. Dr. Dre's wife is not getting divorced without a fight because she is now challenging their prenup and $1 billion is on the line. Let me read that again. $1 billion.
With the B in the pinky.
With the B as in Bob is on the line. Nicole Young has just filed legal documents obtained by TMZ in which she claims she was forced to sign the prenup back in 1996. Nicole Young says Dr. Dre is now worth $1 billion and says before they tied the knot, quote, I was extremely reluctant, resistant, and afraid to sign the agreement and felt backed into a corner. Given the extraordinary pressure and intimidation by Andre, I was left with no option but to hire a lawyer and unwillingly sign the agreement very shortly before our marriage. She then says 2 years into the marriage, Andre acknowledged to me that he felt ashamed that he had pressured me into signing a premarital agreement, and he tore up multiple copies of the agreement in front of me. Since the day he tore up those agreements, we both understood that there was no premarital agreement and that it was null and void.
Because he... tore it up? Because I'm no lawyer here, but if the agreement is signed and filed and notarized, your, quote, tearing it up doesn't mean squat.
That's not how that works.
Beg your pardon?
Tearing it up doesn't make it null and void.
Oh, that, that's correct.
That's her claim that he... dramatically ripped it up in front of her, and so it's void?
Mm-hmm. That's what she says.
Oh, sweetheart.
Mm. By the way, Dr. Dre, you will not be surprised, has said that he did not tear it up, never said that he regretted having her sign the prenup.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant if he said he regretted it. It's irrelevant if he tore it up. The only thing that matters, once that is signed and filed, is did they go through some kind of court proceeding with attorneys to dismantle what they had agreed to? And if the answer is no, she's out of luck.
Is a prenup a deal breaker for you? So Chris comes to you 4 years ago as the two of you are preparing to walk down the aisle at the Webster House. An invitation I almost had to force upon you. And Chris comes to you and says, honey, you know I love you. You are my soulmate. Mm-hmm. But I have some paperwork here that I'd like for you to sign.
Well, that's not the way you go about doing it. I'll tell you that right now.
I have been through two other marriages.
Yeah.
I've been taken to the woodshed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be taken to the woodshed again, just in case. Just in case. We don't know. We don't know. Would you consider signing this prenuptial agreement?
I think for a lot of people, it's a deal breaker. I think if it's done correctly under the right circumstance, it can be okay. And here's the narrow circumstance I'm going to give you.
Mm.
That anything that we jointly accrue throughout the marriage.
So we basically start with.
We start with zero. And anything that is jointly accrued throughout the marriage has to be divided evenly. But I know people who have agreed to protect everything that was amassed up
prior,
to that point.
Prior.
And I think in certain circumstances, that is fair.
Okay. And you would not be insulted? I mean, would it not almost be like Chris is saying, I love you,
but
there's a chance I'm going to not love you.
Honestly, in my 40s, no, I don't know that, I would have been
insulted.
No.
Are you telling the truth?
Because it would have also served to protect my assets that I had. You know, when you think about your 401k, that's the big one. That's the big one. That you cannot touch my retirement that I have spent 40 years amassing before I ever met you. That's the big one people will say.
You started amassing a 401k at the age of four?
That's the big one that people will say, you can't touch that. We'll divide everything else, but you can't have my retirement. And I think that's fair.
I don't think I'll be asking Kelly for a prenup. I think she would take that as an insult.
I feel like the conversations generally don't go well.
I love you, but I'm not sure I'm going to keep loving you.
And honestly, I don't think it's something to even discuss unless you have a significant amount of assets going into the marriage.
I have a $130,000 house in Roland Park.
Okay. Not enough. I'm talking seven figures and higher than we start
Dr.
talking
Dre
about protecting
is the
that.
Most well-known producer of all time.
That's not how he made his money. He made the money on the beats, didn't he?
I don't know about that.
He was the number one paid celebrity of all time after those stupid headphones came out that everyone
bought. Well, keep
bought,
in mind, he was also in NWA.
$299
he was a
on.
Who has the greatest selling rap album of all time with The Chronic. He was also in a bunch of the Friday movies. I mean, the guy is not short of cash.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the beats by Dr. Dre.
Oh, I'm sure.
Are what made him a billionaire with a B.
Anyway, I would love to hear from somebody who has a prenup or somebody who asked for a prenup and was rejected.
I knew it. Dre has a net worth of $770 million, according to Forbes.
Okay, so not a billion.
Much of his fortune comes from the sale of Beats Electronics to Apple in 2014.
Great question on the text line. If you're Patrick Mahomes, would you ask for a prenup?
Yes.
You would?
With that kind of wealth, yeah, that is wealth. That's not I have $100,000 in my 401k. That is wealth.
Well, I have a little bit more than $100,000, but I have a $130,000 house in Roland Park. I don't want Kelly taking that from me.
I don't think it's worth the conversation until you're talking about a significant amount of money.
I have a 12-year-old paid-off Mercedes-Benz.
Still not enough.
Oh. By the way, the trade-in value on that Mercedes is now $2,000.
I'll buy it for that.
Don't you take half of my
right.
$2,000.
Guys, you're right. I'm sorry. It was not Dr. Dre. It was Ice Cube in the Friday movies. I beg your pardon. The first person that writes in says they all look alike. I will punch you in the face and drop you from the text line. That's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what I meant.
Just going to say, I think Dr. Dre maybe did a little bit more for his industry than, say, Scott Parks.
Well, they were both in NWA. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and shut up.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Right now. Man, I just pulled a Dana, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That was embarrassing.
You can buy a pair of Beats headphones for $1 million, and they are customized with 114 carats of diamonds on them.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, there it is on the text line. They don't all look alike, Parks.
There it is. Here it is. In May 2014, Apple acquired Beats, which manufactures the famous headphones and Beats Music, the company's streaming service. The combined purchase price in 2014 was $3 billion.
Kelly just asked me if I want a prenup.
I would not have that conversation via text message.
I just wrote back, no, I do not. I do not.
While you're working.
Somebody's going to be fighting later.
Where's that ring at?
It's in her top dresser drawer.
Not for long.
576-7798. Would love to hear from you guys. Now, granted, and Dana's right. If you ask for a prenup, you obviously have some wealth. But even if you don't, let's just play this game.
Would you agree to it?
What would you do if your spouse had money and you thought you guys were middle class or whatever? You didn't realize that he or she was sitting on about $2 or $3 million in mom and dad's money. And they came to you and said, I would like for you to sign a prenuptial agreement. Would you be okay with it? Would you? Scott, do Ice-T and Ice Cube look alike? No. No. Somebody writes in, maybe Kelly wants the prenup. Well, I wouldn't blame her. I have a $2,000 Mercedes-Benz and a $130,000 house.
And she is practicing to be a nurse, so she makes a lot of money.
Oh.
576-7798.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact.
Meatloaf.
But I'll never forget the way.
Let me ask you something. I'm just playing devil's advocate because I don't think she has a case. This Nicole Young, who is Dr. Dre's soon-to-be ex-wife. The $1 billion estate that he has amassed largely was procured during that 24-year marriage.
Oh, that's right. I forgot she created Beats headphones and wrote a lot of those lyrics.
It's not like he was a billionaire. They got married, and before they got married, he said, look, I'm a billionaire. You're going to have to sign this. And this is what we saw in the Bezos divorce, right?
Right.
Where she was with him from day one when he was living out of somebody's garage. She ended up with half because that wealth was amassed during the marriage. One of the things she's saying is the billion-dollar fortune was made during this 24-year union. And she felt right before they got married, way back in 1990, whatever, that she was coerced into signing it and that he wouldn't marry her if she didn't.
Well, probably
but,
not.
But how many of those prenups are not like blatantly coerced, but isn't there always kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, Scott? They're not actually coercing you to sign it, but you really have to sign it. If
do you want to get married?
Yeah. Do you want the Bentley and the, you know,
okay,
nine mansions.
First of all, when they got married, which would have been 1996, based on my rudimentary math, His album, The Chronic, which is the highest selling rap album of all time, had been released 4 years prior.
I'm not saying he wasn't a star. I'm saying he wasn't a billionaire.
He was a superstar. His work with NWA was from the 80s. I mean, I'm not saying she doesn't get anything. He's offering in this divorce decree, okay, to pay her alimony. He's just not willing to give her $1 billion.
Ooh.
Let's go to Ryan in Olathe. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Doing well, thanks.
So I had a slightly different curveball versus some of the other things you guys talked about already. My wife, I'm not saying she's a control freak, but she's about average. And so she threw this one at me where she says, okay, if I die, the next lady that comes along, it's got to be a prenup. And I'm like, okay, well, why? What she's thinking about, her angle is, we've got a kid, we've got assets set aside. I really want to make sure those assets go to the kid instead of some person that you don't have the judgment to figure out. They might have a little bit of gold digging.
Oh.
So.
But how can she force you to do that once she's dead?
Oh, she can't force you, but I'm sure there's got to be a little bit of, you know, ghost beyond the grave guilt trip in there somewhere. But you're totally right. Right. So, but I suppose that could go along with other mandates, like you better get a vasectomy too, right?
Right.
So, there's that.
All right, brother. Hey, be well, my friend.
You do the same.
All right, take care. Dave in Olathe. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good afternoon, Scott and Dana.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, so my thought was, you know, I'm kind of like you, Scott. I didn't have the burden of having to do a prenup due to my zero resources when I got married. But you know, my thought was, my wife and I, being together 25 years now, we started out with basically nothing, and we chose from day one that we would combine everything, right? So our names are on all accounts, on all assets, on the cars or whatever. You know, and now that we have a little bit of wealth, you know, everything is ours. There is no his and hers. And it would be, you know, it would be interesting to know what other people do when they start out with nothing. Do they do that, or do they insist on maintaining separate finances?
I don't know. Do they insist on maintaining separate finances? At that level of wealth, Dave, who the heck knows how they spend their money?
Mm-hmm.
They probably just drive down a highway and fling it out the window and laugh.
In their Lamborghini.
Right.
They're probably bathing it.
They have like the Ebenezer Scrooge room full of gold.
Ooh, go to Mary.
Mary in Overland Park. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary. Mary, go ahead.
Mary, do you have your radio on?
Mary. Mary! Well, there's that.
Sounds like...
No, I think she's ordering lunch.
Mary!
Nope.
Mary had a lot to add.
Well, she had a good story! Did she say she knew her husband had money or did not know her husband had money, Sam?
I don't know. Ket screened that call.
Try her again. Mary.
Going twice.
Blah, 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 blah.
Mary, are you at the pool?
She's still talking.
Underwater as we speak.
Mary, are you drowning?
Mary, blink twice if you need help.
She's just talking.
I don't know what she's doing. Okay. I'm going to look up the percentage of marriages that have a prenup. It's got to be incredibly low.
Oh. It has to be.
An older story says it was 5 to 10%. A Harvard story says for many, prenups seem to predict doom. Like, meaning they looked at everyone who had a prenup, and of all the people that had the prenup...
Divorced.
How many of those divorced, and it's going to be a high...
Sure.
Number. Here's one from CNBC. More millennials are signing prenups before marriage.
Oh, really?
62% of lawyers polled say they have seen an increase in 18 to 34-year-olds requesting the prenup.
Hmm. Mary, how you doing?
Swing and a miss.
Classic.
What is she
I mean, what
doing?
Kind of phone do you have, kid? Oh, my word. Hey, Mary. Give her a fifth?
She might need one. No, I actually
she might need one.
Don't think Mary needs a fifth.
Hey, Mary.
Wait, I guess a fifth of what is the proper right. question?
Wow.
All right, we're going to go to the news.
I want to know how long she's going to hang on.
Mary, you still there?
Good talk.
Can we cut it out with the ASPCA commercials, by the way, on the cable news channels?
I feel like they're airing more frequently, but they're also less annoying than other options right now.
I haven't had cable news in a long time. Did they ever stop?
It's the one with the dog that just has the one eye. Did mm-hmm. you really have to show the one-eyed dog?
Aren't they all like that? Mary's getting closer to the phone.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mary.
No.
Mary, hi.
No, we're done with Mary.
I'm going to put her on hold. I want to see how long this woman's willing to hold on.
Well, she's been on hold already for
20 minutes.
Okay.
News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.